702. The Friday Mix. Food.
It's 17 minutes past one. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been checking in with the restaurant industry because many businesses have not been able to trade due to COVID-19 and the repercussions have been vast. So in our weekly food feature, we've been exploring what the restaurant industry is doing to survive. It's taken a bit of a turn where we're not necessarily talking food, but we keep up with what they are doing to pivot, to remain relevant and survive this really unprecedented period. And so today, you'll be meeting entrepreneur Abdullah Mia. Him and his wife Tasneem created Clenergy. It's a world first. It's an anti-aging eatery, and it's for customers who are looking for better food choices that are free of sugar, gluten, and they catered to specialized diet requirements. You know, if you're focusing on low carbs, if you eat according to the Banting way, keto, if you're a diabetic or a vegan, they've made sure that they cater for these specialized diet requirements. And they've been thriving in the heart of Greenside. But then COVID-19 hit. So Abdullah, being a dynamic thinker, you're an entrepreneur. You need to think on your feet and think creatively, as we've discovered many have had to do, repurpose the business, changed how the business operates. And he joins us now to give us an update because they're a former guest on the show, remember, featuring Clenergy after they launched last year. Abdullah, thank you so much for joining me. How are you doing on day 64 of this lockdown?
Thank you very much, Azania, for having me on the show. Yes, day 64. Can you believe it? The time has flown by, hey?
I know. 21 days seemed so much, and now here we are, clocking 64. So hard to believe. But you have now changed what Clenergy, how you operate. You've literally just pivoted slightly and said, let's be a health food emporium. So just remind me first about the vision. Remind our listeners about the vision that you had with Clenergy when you first opened your doors last year.
So when we opened, and thank you, we were on the show at the end of last year, is when we opened, the real idea, the vision of Clenergy is to, we believe that one of the greatest pleasures in life is food, and you cover that regularly, but there are a lot of people that battle. So how can you have foods that you crave that are still delectably delicious, but are healthy? And so what we've done at Clenergy, the idea was very much that what we would guarantee our customers is that when you entered, everything on the menu would be wheat-free, sugar-free, and low-carb, which talks a lot of the keto, the Banting, but very much a healthier, reducing your sugar intake. But how could you do that in a way where you could still enjoy your food? So what we did is that a lot of health places have your salads and stuff on, but what we want to do is give people the foods that they crave. So we want to be able to give you a burger, a bagel, pasta, steaks, king clip, pizzas. We want to be able to give you tiramisu, chocolate mousse, a banoffee tart, a carrot cake. So that was the idea of Clenergy, is really to be able to say to people, you can come here, you'll be guaranteed a low-carb eating experience, but it will be without compromising on your enjoyment of the food.
Yes, yes. And you kept to that vision until COVID-19 hit. So during this lockdown, you've had to learn the art of making lemonade because life has thrown many of us lemons.
It has indeed. So obviously, I mean, we are a very new establishment, started only in November, and things thankfully were going really well with the restaurant. And then obviously COVID-19 hit. And we really just felt, look, you know, this is one of the things that's happened, and now what do we do? So what we didn't want to do was to compromise on our values. We want to stay with our values. Our values is really, how do we help people, how do we help customers that battle to be able to eat low carb, but still, and sugar free and wheat free, and still be able to enjoy it. So what we did is we took the restaurant space, and said, seeing that there isn't going to be sit down for a while to come, we're not sure when that will come in, but let's still provide that. So we transformed the restaurant space into a health food emporium. So now effectively, it is the same vision, but now what you can do at the health food emporium is you can come in, you can get your nutraceuticals, your vitamins, your minerals, you can get your gluten-free breads, which we bake fresh every day. You can get wheat-free breads and rolls. You can get all your keto and Bantam ingredients. You can still get your delicious desserts that we make. We've got dairy. We've got export quality fruit and veg. So we've literally transformed the space. It's still the same vision, but what mm-hmm. you can do is now you can come in and get that. But we didn't want to stop there. So we've taken the space, transformed that into Health Food Emporium. But because in lockdown 4, and obviously coming into lockdown 3, we were allowed to do delivery. So all the foods that our customers had loved, the restaurant menu, we transformed that into a completely delivery service. And so what we did is we said, what we're going to do is we're going to be able to deliver this to customers. We actually added a few more items to the menu, like lasagna and butter chicken and shepherd's pie and a few more things that are more like your ready-made meal type thing.
Julie, you're forgetting the soups, especially for this weather,
the soups. Time for the soups. We have five varieties of soups that you can choose from. And as always, they're wheat-free, they're sugar-free, and they're low-carb. And basically what we did is, in this time, one of the things that we were very concerned about is our staff. It's a very trying time. And so one of the things that we did is we looked at how do we redeploy our waiters. How do we, because obviously that's something we're not going to be utilizing. So, for example, some of our waiters are now our customer service and answering the phones and answering the WhatsApp and taking your orders. Some have become merchandisers in the Health Food Emporium. Some have become drivers. We've also invested in drivers so that we can, at this time, with people who don't want to come out, that we can have the energy meals delivered to them.
And then because that was one of my questions, because I think that's made this model for some establishments difficult, you know, this question of delivery. How do you make sure that the costs are not prohibitive to trading at the moment or drive up the cost of what you provide?
Look, I think we've taken an investment view on it to say, what we want to do is be able to look after customers. Is that so whether you're in Aldo Glen or in Centurion or whether you're in Ormonde in the south or whether you're in Bedford View in the east, is that we've actually literally said we will deliver all over Gauteng. We've tried to keep our delivery charges reasonable and fair to the customers, which customers have been quite happy with the prices we charge them in delivery. But we've invested in drivers and we said, literally, we will be able to deliver to you wherever you are in Gauteng. Really trying to make life a little bit more convenient for people during this difficult time.
Yeah. So you've taken the delivery part of things and made it in-house and brought it in-house.
Yes, we have. Correct. That's what we've done.
So how have the past 3 weeks been? How have people responded? Because I'll tell you, last week, we spoke to another restaurant owner and, you know, they were saying that we need to open up. You know, it would be great for people to come back and sit at the tables and eat from the establishment, order a drink and so on. And we had a listener, I remember quite distinctly, saying that she's not rushing to go out there until there's a vaccine, until there is a clear path to treating COVID-19, you know, that will result in the survival of more people from this virus. She's not stepping out at all. And there were other people as well who agreed with her, but there were those who said they would happily, you know, come out and use the services they once used pre-COVID. So what is the reaction of customers been? Because some establishments seemingly have had a high uptake and then others, it's still a steady building.
I think because we were a restaurant and we've transformed, I think ours has been a steady build-up, you know, and also being a new establishment. So ours has been really reasonably steady. But we've had the customers that had been to the restaurant before and were really thrilled that we were back and actually delivering.
Nice.
And so, so that's been a good part. There is another part which we've added to the business because, as you say, we're not certain how people will respond even when restaurants open. So from a business point of view, we've said we need to, you know, people talk about risk-adjusted strategies, et cetera. So we feel that we need to put in place different measures to say we're not sure how customers are going to react. So what we've added as a third component to the transformation, we've got the health emporium, we've got the delivery service, but now we've also added meal plans. So literally ready-made weekly meal plans that you can have delivered to yourself. So we've literally put together 35 different weekly meal plans that people could choose from. And, you know, one of the things that we've been quite concerned, we've heard a lot about is obviously people are talking about, you know, the need for good value, because obviously there is challenges that people are facing at this stage. So we've worked very hard over the last couple of weeks to say, how can we give people ready cooked meals at great taste, great health, but also at great value? So for example, we have, you can order 5 meals from us. So let's say you assume you took a meal a day, Monday to Friday, at literally 75 rand a meal. And so for the week, it's 375 rand. So which we think that's really good value, excluding the delivery charge. We think that's really good value for people to be able to eat healthy, tasty, and at a fair price.
Yes, we wouldn't want to be going back to work with, like, you know, that added weight because we weren't able to maintain those healthy eating habits. I just love it.
We've just launched one of our little posters that say, you know, if you need to kind of flatten the curve slightly, you can come to us because we've got healthy food and ready made for you, but hopefully still delicious.
Yes. So how do we order? Because this conversation wouldn't be complete without that. How do we order?
Okay, so there are literally two ways for you to order. So you can go online at clenergy.co.za, and there you'll see, you know, you can place your order. You can place your order for literally our weekly prepared home meals. Or you can WhatsApp us, okay, on 078-179-3562. Or you could call that number. So it's 078-179-3562. You could either WhatsApp or call us, which we actually enjoy people doing that because we can kind of ask them what it is that they're after, what they're interested in, and we can tailor things specifically to their requirements.
Oh, and the website is looking so beautiful and updated. Abdullah, thank you so much and all of the best in this very trying time.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.